I'm sitting here with Faith Sullivan, and she is a senior staff engineer with Sun Microsystems' SunGrid. Faith, what's the SunGrid for?
The SunGrid is a new offering from Sun Microsystems. It's moving into a new space for Sun, so rather than having a hardware or software product, this is a service-based offering, which is available over the internet, www.network.com. Anybody can come in. Unfortunately, it's US-based only at this moment. Anybody can come in and sign up for an account, and they can utilize the hardware processing power that we have. Thousands of CPUs available to anybody, and they pay as they go, $1 per CPU hour used.
As a developer, why would I need the SunGrid?
Right, so SunGrid provides a new sort of utility-based offering, which has different sets of interest based on who you are. So for a large enterprise, this can be interesting because rather than having to buy for the peak usage, they can buy for an average. So in different industries, there's different sorts of things. Either there's seasonal processing, so somebody who has most of their load at Christmas for e-commerce, right? Or there's some sort of processing that happens each time they have a new release for a chip and they have to do a whole bunch of simulation and processing around that. Or there's some sort of end-of-month processing, right? So some things that vary time-based. And they can buy for the average, and they can just offload the peak and not have to purchase for that themselves, right? That's one sort of a model. Another is that they don't, from a timing perspective, they want to kick off a project today, and they don't want to have to wait for the purchasing cycles to get the hardware, and here it is, it's available for use today. Or they have something that they really just want to speed up getting to the results. And again, you know, have large processing power they can throw at it and bring in the results time and have that happen faster. The other case is that you have a startup organization where for them the overhead to come up with the capital to purchase hardware, to set up a data center, to configure all of this, it's not what they do. It's not what they want to do. They want to be able to get started today and start seeing where they go. And then once they get larger, then they can deal with setting up all that infrastructure, right? And then, you know, the last case is, you know, you or me, guy on the street, anybody who has some cool idea, right, that they never would have been able to do anything with. You know, so the idea that what if you had a supercomputer, right? What would you do with it? What kind of cool ideas do you dream up that you would have kind of put on a shelf and said, oh, that'd be interesting? Well, now you actually have at your disposal a set of hardware that you can actually make that come true and just pay as you go. You know, if it takes a CPU hour, you pay $1. If it takes 100 CPU hours, you pay $100. And, you know, it opens up new possibilities for people that they otherwise wouldn't have had.
Thanks, Faye.